can use an interception. They can use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Well, it is that time of year where we welcome you inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf with senior producer of NFL Films extraordinaire Greg Cosell. And Greg, we're going to talk about this free agent class, preview the guys who are going to be available for all 32 teams. And we'll start, of course, at the quarterback position where maybe Michael Vick is the most famous name, but Eagles fans know plenty about Michael Vick. Yep. So let's move on to another guy, Josh Freeman, who had that great season in 2010 with the Bucs. Looked like he was going to be a future star. Since then, it has not been so great for Freeman, and he ended up playing for two teams last season.
No, and Bo, there's a reason quarterbacks hit the free agent market, because if you feel really good about the quarterback and he's on your team, he doesn't hit the free agent market. So here we have Josh Freeman, who looked like the answer in Tampa a few years ago, then gets traded to Minnesota, and what, was he active for one game, I believe? And I think what you're dealing with Josh Freeman, and I think that teams will look at him carefully, because you're dealing with a big, physically talented guy who somewhere along the line lost his technique, lost his confidence, and was not able to throw the ball with any kind of consistent accuracy. But when you see 6'5", 235 pounds, very strong arm, I remember a few years back, he looked like he was aware of what was going on at the line of scrimmage. He looked like he'd be a quality NFL player. But as you watched him year in and year out, the things that really stood out were the decision-making, very troublesome, and the lack of accuracy. Very tough to play quarterback in this league if you're not throwing the ball with any kind of consistent ball location. But I think his physical stature and his traits will lead a team to take a chance with Josh Freeman.
That great 2010 season, 25 touchdowns, yep. 6 interceptions since then. Throughout the course of his career, 45 to 43. So
yeah, a lot of improvisational praise that year. I remember that very clearly. There were a lot of improvisational outside of structure plays in 2010, and we know that a lot of people look upon those kinds of plays favorably, but the question is, do those kinds of plays lead to consistency?
All right, now how about an older guy, a guy who's sort of comfortable in that backup role, Josh McCown, who did such a good
yep.
job for the Chicago Bears this season, filling in for Jay Cutler, a little older, 35 yeah. years old, but he proved last season that he can still play.
Yeah, and I think he's a player that you have to be careful with, because I think he was in a system, in Mark Trestman's system in Chicago, that was very precise, very orchestrated, very structured, and he did an outstanding job. In fact, he himself spoke about the fact that he had more answers to the questions and problems you face during the game than he ever had with any other coach. And yes, he made some plays outside of structure as well, but the key was the structure. So I think he's a quarterback that can be successful for you, but you must understand that he requires structure and he must play that way.
All right, and we move on from there to Matt Cassel, a guy who was the starter for 4 years in Kansas City, played for the Vikings this year and actually played pretty well. 3 wins of the Vikings, 5 wins in Eagles fans know what he can do. He threw for 380-plus yards in that win over the Eagles this season. Matt Cassel, still a guy who can be productive.
He can, and there's a lot of talk about the Houston Texans because he was Bill O'Brien's quarterback with the New England Patriots in the year Tom Brady got hurt. And he's a quarterback that needs play action. He needs reads defined. Play action gives you either or. You turn your back, you turn around, you pick up the safety, and you throw the ball either there or here. And I think he can function well in that system. He throws the ball well between the numbers, not a big arm. So outside the numbers, he won't throw the ball really well. But if you define things for Matt Cassel and give him a structured, complete offense, he can be a successful starting NFL quarterback.
All right, we move on from there down to Jacksonville. And as you've said, these guys, quarterbacks, are free agents for a reason. Chad Henne took the job from Blaine Gabbert, which may not be saying very much, but he's a big guy with a strong arm.
Yeah.
What else does he do?
Yeah, the problem Chad Henne's always had, and I remember when he came out of college of Michigan, and I really liked the way he threw it, and he made what you'd call NFL throws because he does have a strong arm. He's another quarterback that has, and again, it's why he's on the free agent market, decision-making issues at times, and accuracy issues. There are times you watch Chad Henne and you say, wow, he's an NFL starter. Look at those throws. And then there's other times, what did he not see there to make that throw? Because that's been a problem for him, decision-making and the accuracy. The accuracy, it's funny how it always comes back to that. It's so hard in this league to be a consistent quarterback if you miss what are viewed as routine throws. You don't get many of those. And if you miss them, it's tough to be a quality starter.
All right, from there we move on to another second-round pick, Kellen Clemens, back in 2006. And this is the interesting thing about Kellen Clemens. It looked like at one point he was going to be the future quarterback for the Jets. But last year for the Rams, played 9 games, 4-5. That was the most games he's played in an NFL season.
And he played on a team where the run game was the number one part of the offense. That was the foundation with Zach Stacy. He made a few throws. He can move around a little bit. He actually played on a team that had pretty good defense as well as the year progressed. So he's purely a complementary player. And he's likely a backup in this league. He proved last year he can come in. And if all the other things are working effectively, he's not going to necessarily hurt you. But I think most people in this league would look at Kellen Clemens and say he's a backup quarterback who can play in an emergency, which essentially last year was.
All right, finally, we move on to the Super Bowl winning quarterback of the group, Tavares Jackson. He got the last snaps for the Seahawks winning that Super Bowl. And Tavares Jackson is a guy who we've talked about his tools throughout his career. He's a bit raw, but he's 30 years old.
That's crazy that he's 30 years old. You know, and I've always felt he could be a starter. And again, I'm not suggesting he could have done the same thing Russell Wilson did in Seattle, but I think that he's that kind of quarterback that if he was on a team that had a very good run game and a very good defense, he has a very strong arm. He moves around well. I think he's learned throughout his career. Now, we haven't seen him play a lot, and early in his career, he obviously was a quarterback that was a little reckless, a little wild in his throws, but I would bet he's calmed down quite a bit. In an odd way, I think he could be a starting quarterback in this league, depending on what team he's on. Now, if you sign him and expect him to be your lead guy, that won't work.
Right.
But if you truly have a team where you believe you're going to run the ball effectively and your defense can keep things together, I think Tavares Jackson could be a starting quarterback for you.
And he does bring that a little added mobility.
Without question.
Factor.
And can throw it really well on the run. See, that's the other thing. Not only can he run for first downs, but he can throw it on the run down the field.
All right. Well, that does it for Inside the Film Room for the free agent quarterback. Stay tuned for much more throughout the free agent process right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.